Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us this beautiful Thursday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with us. And for that, we are totally grateful. We were experiencing a little bit of technical difficulty, so I'm hoping you guys can hear us loud and clearly in radio land. Again, this is Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire with the On Fire to Inspire show. We would like to thank our sponsors, Afographics, who can take care of all of your photography and graphic needs. Anything from business cards to flyers, newsletters, logos, and so much more. Afographics has a business page on Facebook. It's A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F-X, F is F, Frank, X is an X-ray. You dial them at 706-489-6416. And then Vidiology can take care of your video, your jingle, and your infomercial needs. And you can call them at 706-873-1519. Vidiology is V-A-U-D-I-O-L-O-G-Y. That's V, audio, and then L-O-G-Y. And they can take care of anything from your jingles. The jingle you just heard is actually a Vidiology created that for us with our songbird, Ms. Deidre Norvet. In fact, make sure you go out and purchase Deidre's new EP. I tell you, it has 3 tracks on it. And guys, you spend more than $5 on a combo these days. So go ahead and support her on any of your digital platforms. Her name is Deidre Norvet. And I'm telling you, it's called This Is Me. And you will be blessed. It will bless you. Then we have travel ambassador and business coach, our own Elder Cornelia Brown, and she will give you your own access to your free travel portal. Yes, you heard me, your access to your own free travel portal, and you can call her at 404-786-0873. Let me repeat that, 404-786-0873, to be a part of her travel club with your own travel portal. Leave her your name and email address or your name and phone number, and she can call you back and give you more information. Again, that's Travel Ambassador and Business Coach, Elder Cornelia Brown, 404-786-0873. We have the Whole Woman Experience. I just want to congratulate the ladies that had an awesome, awesome time there. Congratulations again, Natalie Warren, for doing an awesome, awesome job in helping other women understand that they have everything on the inside of them already, and they are already whole. Thank you to all the participants that came out to Fresh Wind to the End for the end vision board party. We had a blast. And then finally, if you haven't gotten your mind detox book, yeah, go out and get it. If you already have it, go back and read it again. a page a day, just to refreshen yourself, revive yourself, renew yourself, take out the garbage, and bring in intentionally good things, good thoughts. And we're bringing in, we're finishing out 2019 strong. So it is time for us to do what we got to do, y'all. So I'm so excited. Thank you again for all of our sponsors, as you all have come in and been a blessing to us with your gifts, your talents, abilities. We truly believe God and thank God for you. And thank God for the blessings upon your life. We have tonight's topic as being fierce and forgiving. I tell you, there is a thing that people think that you show some type of weakness if you're weak, if you forgive, or if you tell people, you know, if you actually ask people for forgiveness, they think you're weak. No, it's not a form of weakness. It is a form of showing maturity, and you're releasing them. You're releasing yourself, but you're also releasing them from, hey, you know, I have nothing on my heart, but I thank God for you. And as we're waiting for our special guest, Ms. Kiana Brown, I had a couple of scriptures that I had pulled up on. And that scripture that I pulled up was Colossians 3:13. And it says, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And so we are to forgive each other and not just hold each other hostage to that thing. It's holding you hostage for just trying to hold on to it. But we're not going to jump into everything. We're going to go ahead and get Kiana on with us. Let's see here. All right. Lot talk. Now, I know you are not having issues with us tonight.
Aaliyah,
is that you with us?
Yes, yes.
Well,
how are you?
How are you this evening?
Well, I'm doing okay. Seeing so, I've called in about 13 times. I said, oh, we must about to be talking about something good tonight.
Honey, that's how it is. I'm glad you understand what it is. See, that's what I'm talking about. When you understand that what it already is, people, they got to understand. Because when you have an issue,
yes.
I tell you, even trying to open up the lines and set up for the show, it gave me errors 4 times. I don't have those issues when I set up for the show. So when I do have them, I'm like, okay, I already see for what it is, and I counsel that now. And Father, you get your,
yes.
You have your way. You get the glory in everything that we do.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. Well, welcome to On Friday Inspire. Can you introduce yourself to the On Friday Inspire family?
Sure. Hello, Inspire family. I am Kiana F. Brown, and I'm affectionately known as the Forgiveness Expert. And why the Forgiveness Expert? It's merely because it's something that I do all of the time. Every day there's something, or almost every day we have to forgive ourselves, we have to forgive others, and that's the only thing that makes me an expert, and that's my mission, is to help develop other forgiveness experts in the world, because it's so needed.
I love it, the forgiveness expert. I just went and posted we're live, so I had to go add that to it, the forgiveness expert, because I forgot that part. So now, one of the things, my first question is that I always ask people to introduce themselves, because when you're living the life that God called you to and you're doing the things that you're doing, it's like it comes off of you. It's like it rolls off of you and onto them. So that's why I have that instead of reading a bio. Now, my second question is
the same thing I do.
For real? Okay, great. And my second question is the topic, being fierce to forgive. What does that mean to you, Kiana? What does being fierce to forgive mean to Kiana?
It means for me to have the fire in my belly of Christ, to be
mm-hmm.
able to go out here day in and day out, pick up my cross, meaning I am releasing my desires so that
mm-hmm.
I can follow him and do exactly what it is that he has planned for me to do. Not my own will, but his. Mm-hmm. Because in my will, there are people that I would not have forgiven. In my will, there are people that I wanted to sabotage. In my will, there are people that I would not want to see them rise to the next level. But I know that it's only in God's will that he has given me the desire to be able to lay down my burdens, to be able to pick up my cross daily and follow him. And in that space, there is such a rejuvenation. There's a freedom that I feel from being able to do that. And that is what makes me fierce.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. I was just saying how the release of forgiving is actually for you to just being able to move on. It's freeing you. You know, even if they want to hold on to something, it's freeing you to move forward. Oh, my
Absolutely.
Goodness, girl, I love it already. Now, Keona, you're doing some things. You have a documentary. Tell us about that. What is it?
Well, the documentary stemmed from me having my weekly show called Forgiveness Friday, and it is played weekly every single Friday on Urban mm-hmm. Style Media. It's like a holiday for me, right? But it's 30 minutes. And 30 minutes of, you know, sort of what we're doing right now, asking each other questions, and we're not really able to just dive deep into someone's transformation and healing through the power of forgiveness. And I said, you know, I want to get with some women who have some mind-blowing testimonies to just, you know, sit and let them talk. You know, need not have the questions, you know, maybe just, you know, sometimes to kind of get them going, but let them share in their rawness, their truth, and their healing, and their understanding, just putting those stories together so that, you know, others in the world can see, well, dang, you know, if she got through this, if she was able to make it on the other side, if she was able to push and go through, then I might just be able to allow for my brother to come back to my house, even though he did something real petty, you know, and just be able to have that space where they could be able to release. And that's their money of testimony. And just like you said, you know, you'd let me share what it is that I was going to share about myself. That's what I want to do through the documentary is let their voice be heard. Let their story be heard. The forgiveness is not about me sharing, or it's not about a show. It's not about, you know, how many views we can get, how many likes we can get. It's literally about getting that message of healing through transparency out.
Yes, I love it. And, you know, something else I love is the fact that, you know, the transparency brings about healing, because just as you said, somebody else is like, oh, they went through all that. Well, ooh, I can definitely get through this, you know.
Amen.
So it's like, well, what I'm dealing with is nothing compared to what she has had to overcome. So, wow. Oh, my goodness. I love it. So it's played every Friday?
So the documentary, you know, I kind of questioned it with one of my cohorts to actually, you know, put this out and do something a little bigger than I had planned on doing. I planned on placing it out on social media, but I think that I'm going to take it to a venue and be able to have some type of dialogue with those that are in the community that want to activate their forgiveness, that want to ask people questions. There's a young lady in the documentary, and I don't want to give it away, but she shared how in her life's journey, pretty much everybody in her immediate circle had passed away. And how she had to get through that. And, you know, there are so many people that are dealing with grief in their life, and not just grief of a loved one, grief of a financial status, grief of job security, grief of relationships, you know, so many different griefs. And so I've decided, you know, to kind of hold on to it. But if you go to my YouTube page, Keona F. Brown, and it's going to be, I think it's under Forgiveness Nation, then you can find some short clips of the actual interview. So that's there. But I will be sure to get with you and let you know exactly when the full documentary is coming out. But there's buzz about it on social media, on Keona F. Brown page, and on Instagram at The Forgiveness Expert.
Okay, yes, I love it. And you know, there's going to be so much healing that's brought about through that. I, I'm One of the things, let me tell you this, Kiana. On Fire to Inspire is my father's show. I'm just the voice that he's choosing to use in this hour. So I may just kind of go with you. We just flow. You know, I ask you for general questions that you may want me to ask to help pull and trigger things that you want to say. But at the same time, I'm obedient to my father, okay? You okay with that? But
I am perfectly fine with that.
Good. So what I want to tell you is there's going to bring so much healing with you doing it in the way that you're saying. And don't get caught up with numbers, just like you talked about with the other portion.
Absolutely.
Don't get caught up in numbers, because I tell you, you're going to see some things happen for you on small venues. You're going to see it happen in large venues. But many times the most work is done in that small venue because of the intimacy that's there among the people. So don't despise small beginnings.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. And I believe, you know, just to piggyback on that, you know, it says that, you know, God left the 99. He will leave the 99 for the one. And, you know, in that, I know that I'm a servant of him. And so in order to make sure that I am doing his work, I can't, as you say, get caught up in the numbers, get caught up in the size, because I know that if it's just that one that God has led me to, then that is perfectly fine. And I know that it is his will. And I'm going to, you know, if I go speak or do something at an event and it's like one person there, two people, whatever the case, that is who God sent me there for. And I am okay with that, whatever it is, wherever he has me to go. And so I'm just staying forth in that moment. And, you know, all of these experiences I go through in life or that I share and try to help other people with are just merely things that I've experienced in my life. And recently, like I said, I'm always having to forgive myself for, you know, an occurrence or something that's happened in my life. And back in June, I was working with some people, and I was excited that they knew my name, and they were not fulfilling the prophecy of what they said they would. You know, I tell people that, you know, we have the right to prophesy things, and that's just merely speaking it into the atmosphere. And they didn't. And I listened to God. God told me, because I was getting frustrated, he said, that is not what I have for you. Leave all of it alone. And I did that. And, you know, I had to get in the space of forgiving. And today, you know, it says to not, you can be angry, but don't anger for too long. And so I did have those feelings and those emotions. But as time grew on and I pray, you know, every day I ask God to convict me. I said, you know what, Kiana, you allow for yourself to get caught in that trap, because you were looking at wanting numbers. You were looking at wanting to be here. You were looking at wanting to be there. The scripture says that God will make your name great and he will make it everlasting. Man can only make it last for a season. And so as long as I continue to be in the space that he has ordained me to be in, it doesn't matter if it's one, two, three, whatever that number is, I am going to serve, and I'm going to serve as if I was in front of a room full of an arena.
Yes, yes. You know, I think sometimes when people speak those big words to you, sometimes you can get kind of sidetracked. But we're declaring and decreeing right now, and I'm coming in agreement with you now that you discern so well that you know when you are to connect and when you're not to connect. You know when it's God. You know when it's just somebody blowing you a smoke screen. Okay? So I've been there, done that. I mean, to the point where I've planned events and then someone tried to take it away. And God was like, I gave you this. And I moved the venue within 2 weeks, and God still allowed a large number of people to show up. And so I give God praise, but I said that to say, it happens. However, it's a learning opportunity. You learn from that what not to do. What do I look for? But again, we've already touched and agreed on knowing now. You know, up front, I already know.
You know, but in that moment, in that season, I had to release those emotions and those feelings, but what it did for me is it allowed for me to serve even harder.
Yes.
You know, there are some people that are in the beginning stages where I was a couple of years ago, and like strategically, God kept telling me to serve, 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 and he was placing them in my life one after another, one after the other, and I was able to continuously serve them, and it just felt so good to give from what man was trying to take from me or told me I needed to take from someone else, but to give it freely. And that's what forgiveness is. It is merely the free gift that we get to have every single day. Every single day that we pick up our cross, that we deny our flesh to want to be more like Christ, it is a gift. It is a blessing. And just to be in the space of understanding and knowing, it's so when I tell you, I just want to just pray right now. It's just so amazing. Like, I love God. Like, I could not go against him. I can only be for him because he has done so much for me. So much. I'm sorry. This is not a preaching, but good God, Lord, I just get excited when I talk about him.
Yes, and when you get in a space of where you know you're free to do so. So you know when you're in the house. You know when you're in the house that you can do it in. You understand? Because there's a liberty.
Yes.
So whatever he's leading you to do, baby, you feel free. You're at home, okay?
Amen.
Amen. Now, so the documentary, is it birthing the programs that you were talking about? Is that what's kind of birthing the different programs that you're working with the women?
So the documentary is just something that was placed on my heart to do because I wanted to give a little bit more than what Forgiveness Fridays gives. But the programs are based around where I was at in my life in different seasons.
Okay.
You know, I want to help women to discover their purpose. You know, once you discover your purpose and you realize where you're supposed to go, you can let go of all of the things that you're not. You know, you can actually claim what's yours once you actually are able to tap into what God has destined you for. And so we can go around so just like in circles. Jonathan McReynolds has the song Circles. I mean, Cycles. And you just keep going in those cycles and cycles and cycles of, you know, should I do this? Should I do that? And, you know, sometimes we, and I can say we because I know myself, I did not seek God out, you know, for what it was that I was supposed to be doing. And so until I was able to become in alignment with that, you know, to know what it is that I wanted to do, to know where I wanted to go, to know who I wanted to help and serve, that is when I was able to get in the position of, you know, kind of just standing up straight. And then, you know, being able to help women create impact in the world.
Right.
That's what the program also will be able to do because not, you know, just your purpose is not, you know, it may be to serve one person, it may be to serve many people, but no matter if it's that one or if it's many, we are here to create impact and show the world who Christ is. And so just to get in that place, you know, and some people don't look at their different talents and their skills as a way to show who Christ is. Now, there's a young lady who does my face, and when I'm speaking or doing a photo shoot, Lynette Howard, I'm going to give her a shout-out. She's amazing at what she does, but, you know, we were talking, and she felt like she wanted to go somewhere different with her artistry. And I said, you know what? You need to have a makeup ministry, because every time that you do my face, we are talking about God. We are figuring some problems out and some issues. And this is not you just doing artistry on my face. This is a ministry because you're able to share the truth about God. You're able to go through testimonies. You're able to change, you know, help change the way a woman feels about herself from when she sits in her chair to when she sees her beautiful face that God is giving you the gift and the skill to help create. I said, this is more than just a makeup business or a makeup artistry. This is makeup ministry. And so to get into that space, to, you know, where we can understand, you know, I have a pet grooming business. And in that business, you know, I am using what God has given me as a passion to love animals, but to also be able to connect with the clients, to be able to, you know, help the dogs. And I perform therapies and I pray over them. You know, in the Bible, it says that we are their care providers. We're the ones that God has entrusted to actually care for them. So that's a ministry that I have within myself, and I had to realize that this is not just a craft that I have. You know, and what you do right now, I'm not sure what your regular job is, but even this, you know, this is a ministry. You know, God is giving you a voice. We all have a voice to speak. We all kind of sometimes do not agree with everything that God has given us, like, oh, you know, you kind of shy away from it, you know, that I did that with my voice. I said, you know, God, I can't be up here speaking in front of these people. And now, you know, he's allowed it to be so much that when I get up and share, you know, sometimes I don't even remember what I said because I know that that was the Holy Ghost speaking through me. You know, yes. And just to get up and be able to tap into that. So be out there and create that impact. But then you have to have confidence while you're doing it.
Right.
You have to have confidence. And that's the last piece that we work with. You know, being able to find your purpose and being able to craft it so that you can create that impact and that confidence so you can go out there and walk that thing out, sister girl.
Yes. Because many of them have endured so many things that they've lost their voice. So as you're helping them find their voice again, they're gaining their control back again. They're now making an impact. And, girl, you are helping some ladies. You are helping them. So we have the wellness expert tonight with the Purpose Midwife. Because that's what the Lord said that was, the Purpose Midwife. I said, okay, Lord. So it's time to help these women walk in what he's called them to. One of the premises of Kiana, the Lord said that it was time to tell the people to stop existing and start living the life that he's called them to. And so with that said, that's what you're doing. You're helping them stop just existing, just going through this cycle of living a life that's a lie. Because, see, God has called them to more, but they were living a lie until they came in contact with you. And then, in essence, they came in contact with the Father.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Because you are his handiwork, his creating. Girl, don't get me started. Whew, let me calm down.
You know, there's one other thing. There's a whole nother portion to what God has placed in my life. And that's literally to be able to go back into the prisons. I haven't been able to share truly everything that God has done and how he has allowed for me to transpire into the place that I'm in right now. Back in 2001, I was incarcerated for about 4 years of my life. And in that position, I was so angry. I was so upset with God because I thought that he had left me. But it wasn't that he left me. I left him. You know, I was in a position of wanting to live my life according to my rules and not abide by his. And that's how I ended up in that position. But, you know, in Acts, it talks about how Paul and Silas were in prison. They were, you know, beat up. They were just not in a state that they would want to be in. And then they were in the place at midnight, you know, late in the night, praying to God, singing hymns. There was a great earthquake that came. It shook the earth, and they were able to be free. But the one thing that they did not do is they did not leave. They continued to serve in that place. And so God has allowed for me to be in a state of freedom, but to know that I don't have to stay there, but I can also help those people that are locked up in bondage as well. And that's going back into the jail cell. That's for that person, my sister or my brother, that is around me that is mentally incarcerated. You know, there's one thing to be and bound by chains, but there's another thing to be walking out on this street free to the world, but you're locked up from all of the things that you have placed on your life, whether it's fear, whether it's doubt, whether it's insecurity, whether it's alcoholism, whether it's a toxic relationship, all of these things, we lock ourselves up and place ourselves, just like I did myself, in a trap, and it's hard to get out. But once you take those layers and you remove them one after the other, and then you can be totally free. There's an event that I'm speaking at this week, and it just popped in my head. It's called Uncuffed. And once you get into that place of releasing all of those things, all those burdens off of your heart, then you will be uncuffed and free to walk the earth. And so that's the other thing that I am doing in my community, just helping people to get out of that state where they can become unlocked mentally, so they will no longer continuously wrap the chains around their heart.
I love it, because I was just about to say there are some people that's walking around bound, in, you know, imprisoned in their mind, and you went there. I was like, see, girl, you better go ahead.
And that's what unforgiveness does. It will keep you locked up in a jail. And a lot of people don't understand that when you hold unforgiveness and you harbor that in your heart, it is known scientifically to create illnesses such as high blood pressure, such as different cancers. And we're making ourselves sick literally because we choose. God gives us the free will of choice to make a decision on what it is that we want to do with our lives. But it says in the scripture that we should be like Christ, that we should live a Christ-like life. And for me, it's like, how can I be in a position, and I'm not passing judgment, just I can just talk for myself, how can I be in a place where somebody has placed theirself on a cross with nails so that I could have the right to say, God, please forgive me. So I don't have to go sacrifice no lamb, you know. I don't have to do any of these things, you know. But here it is, you know, God, Jesus did all of that for us. And we can't say, sis, I know you slept with my husband, and I don't agree with it. But however, I'm choosing to free myself by forgiving you. Your actions will no longer dictate my reaction. And it may be something that's hard to let go. But the thing about it, about forgiveness, is if you consciously make that decision over and over and over again every day, then eventually your mind is going to follow up. I'm sorry, your heart's going to follow up with your mind. You will eventually get in that process. And that happened for me. And it was like, oh, my goodness. Somebody asked a question about somebody that I had an incident with. This was a couple of years ago. And, you know, if they were to ask me that question when the initial incident happened, there used to be like this bitterness I felt, this hurt, this pain. You know, you ever get angry, it's that boiling feeling that you have in your heart. And one day somebody asked me a question about the person, and let me tell you, I couldn't even remember that child's name. I said, okay, God, so this is what forgiveness feels like. Because I was like, well, there was no feeling, there was no emotion. It was actually a moment of confusion with myself, because I said, how can I not remember this person's name? But, you know, it came to me, and it was just like, you know, God was like, and that's what it feels like. That's what it feels like.
Yes. Because if you weren't over it, it would rehash, and all of that would come right back. Just the mention of that name, it would all come back.
Yep.
The fact that you didn't even remember, he was like, that's it right there. Now you can explain.
I'm going to share one more story with you about a situation. And this happened recently, right? So there was someone that I was in relation with, and there was another person that broke that relationship up. And now all of a sudden, I thought, you know, everything was fine. I would see the person that I was in relationship with, and, you know, everything was fine. You know, you're there, I'm here, we're good, no problem. And then all of a sudden, the person that broke up our relationship started to come around with them. And I started to feel this feeling. There's this thing that we do out of sight, out of mind, where you think you've dealt with something, but because it hasn't been in your presence, you dismissed it, you removed it from your thought process. But then when that thing comes back again and you feel it, I said, oh, not the forgiveness expert. She can't be feeling like this, not me. I said, God, we got to deal with this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so and I found that to be so funny but serious at the same time. It's like, wait a minute, wait a minute. I thought I was over this, you know, and just getting back in the space of knowing that, you know, I can go back to God again. You know, God, you know, I thought that I was in a space of healing from this, and it seems to be something still there. You know, and just go back to the Father. Ask him to remove it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're human. We're flesh. You know, ask for the Holy Ghost to come. And I say always, you know, continuously invite Christ in everything that you do. Allow for him to be present. I had a guest on my show, Forgiveness Friday, this past Friday, Ms. Denise Hill, and she said something that stuck with me. She said one of the things that she prays about daily is for God to give her instructions for the day. God, what is it that you want me to do today? And, you know, I pray to God in the morning. I'm like, God, thank you, you know, giving my gratitude list and, you know, just all of these prayers. But never was I saying, God, let me know what you want me to do today. You know, and that's that total thing of going back to Luke 9:23, me picking up my cross and denying myself daily, because this is not about me.
Right.
It is not about me. And so, you know, you'll go into those spaces. You'll have the moments where you've totally released. You'll have those moments where you thought you released, and then something come back up, and you're like, whoa, wait a minute. Hold on, somebody. And you got to deal with it all over again. But that's okay.
Right.
You know, it's okay, long as you recognize and don't try to bury it, because that's when you try to bury things like that. For me, I've been in a process of eating, overeating, and doing things like that. So I've been working on my health. And, you know, I realized that, you know, having those feelings are triggers for me to go and eat something, just like it was a drug, just like it was an alcohol. And, you know, today I can thank God that when I had that realization that I wasn't over it, I didn't say, well, whew, let me go get something to eat, you know, because we'll eat over those things. And so, no, I am so, you do not, I can have some stories for you about, you know, how I place food, you know, because it's the dopamine that releases from the food that you eat. But God has meant for us to have these good dopamine releases, like being in relationship with your mate, like exercising, like serving him, praise and worship. You know, those are good dopamines, but sometimes we get into a space of you overusing the non-natural dopamines, and they'll take us out of that realm. But we do those things in situations where we potentially have unforgiveness, you know, because we want that unforgiveness feeling to go away. So we're going to go after that dopamine feeling and hope that it's going to eradicate whatever we're feeling. So being able to be in a space of knowing first and foremost, you know, God, I'm going to come back to you because this is not dealt with. And two, I'm not going to go to something to try to suppress what I'm feeling, because I know that you're going to get me in the space of forgiving.
And one of the things I like about you said I was honest with myself, because a lot of times people will be dishonest with themselves or be in denial, and that's when it allows them to try to suppress it. You can't suppress it and think you're over it, because it's going to come back, and it's going to come back with a fit. You'll be like, I thought I was over that, but you're like, fiery hot.
No, sorry. He's like, not. That's not done well. You still got some work there to do.
Yeah.
But then that just means if I'm not over it, I need to, there's something else that I needed to learn from that situation. You know,
when
you keep hitting something over and over again and it's not dealt with, there's something underlying that you're not tapping into or tapping on so that you can release. It's like you have the key, you're putting into the door, and you're turning it, and it's not opening. You know, you can't totally release that thing, because you got the key, you're at the door, you put it in, but it's not the right key. And until you figure out what that right key is, so that you can unlock whatever that pain is or that heaviness that needs to be released, you're gonna still be at that door with that key, looking like somebody walking down the street trying to get into the wrong house. That's not your house. You need to find your key, find whatever that thing is, and pray to God, seek him about it. You know, God, what is it that I am not learning from this situation? What is it that you still have me here? Why am I still here, God? You know, speak to me, share with me, enlighten me. Bring me the revelation that I need so that I can move on out of this season. I was sharing the other day that sometimes we stay stuck in seasons. I was walking past my window and I noticed the tree had changed. And all of a sudden, God brought a remembrance to me of the different seasons that I saw that tree go through. And still today, there's something that I'm dealing with today. And that's the thing that I love to share. I love to share that I ain't got it right. I ain't got it all right. But I'm still going through. And still going through knowing that I have to press forward and continuously keep God in it. But I said, I'm still in this season, God. Why am I still here? I'm still here and watching seasons pass me by. And why am I still stuck in this season? So, you know, in that same space of forgiving in that situation, sometimes in our lives we have to forgive in others in situations so that we can move to the next season. Hello? I'm not sure what's going on, guys, but I'm still here. I don't know if Aaliyah is still here with me, but I'm just going to share, you know, a message that's on my heart. No matter what place you're in, no matter what situation you feel that you're going through, no matter what challenges in life that you feel are coming against you, I don't care if you feel like you're sinking and you're in a pit and you can't get out. If you just remember to call on the Almighty Lord, the Almighty Father that is there, then he will actually come and help you. It may not seem like it's going to work out today. It may not seem like it's going to work out tomorrow. And I'm here to honestly tell you that there are situations that I go through in life, and sometimes I don't actually see the light at the end of the tunnel. But it's not my job. It's not my position. My place is just to stay keeping one foot in front of the other and living day after day for each day that it brings me. Every day that God brings me, to continue to walk and activate the faith that I know that I can forgive myself, I can forgive my fellows, I can forgive the world, I can forgive the economy, I can forgive the president. You know, we allow for ourselves to be so consumed with the pressures of this world that we don't even remember to rely on our Almighty Father. It says something like in the scripture that I am the vine and you are the branches. If he's the vine and we are the branches, then that means that we're going to bear much fruit. But the moment that we are not continuously in him, then we can do nothing at all. And so that is merely my message tonight. I'm not sure what's going on with Ms. Butler, as I don't hear anything coming through. But I am just in a space of thankfulness, thankful that I'm able to, you know, even come before you guys today. And I hope and pray that something that I've said, that it sticks with you and that it may help you transpire to get into a different place. It will invoke you to change the mindset, to change, to be a culture shifter, no matter the environment you're in, the atmosphere. Because when we're walking, Christ walks with us. And as we walk into rooms, we're able to change and shift the trajectory of everything that is around us. He has given us a fire. He has given us the will to continue to push. And as long as we stay and stay with him and walk in his purpose and be in alignment with what our directives are from him, we are kingdom owners. We are one day going to be crowned with the glory. We are one day going to rule under Christ. It says he's the King of Kings. If he's the King of Kings, and when the rapture comes up, we're going to be with him. And so we're going to be able to do that. But the moment that we are not in a position of loving, the moment that we are not in a position of unforgiving, the moment that we are not in a position of serving, then we will not meet that promise. So, guys, I'm going to go. I'm going to hang up now. I hope that something that I said sticks with you. In the name of Jesus, and remember that in everything, in every area of your life, you have to live it, do it, and be it. Good night, guys. Hello. Hello. Hello.